Thank you for being here with us so much. We are excited to talk to you about this insane year that we've had, not only in Abbotsford, but around the world. Your role as a MP, a Liberal MP, and also a developer is something that we want to talk to you about today. So I wanted to start off by asking you, what kind of work have you done over the past like 10 months?
Last 10 months? Yeah, I never let go my developing. I mean, look at the real estate market. I can't understand the demand of the housing. Maybe people have more time, and now things are changing. People don't have to go to the offices anymore, so they're looking for bigger, better spaces. So the real estate market was going like crazy in Vancouver, even in Abbotsford, Mission kind of thing. So, no, it didn't slow down at all.
Okay.
Mr. Sidhu, if I can go back to your time as a member of parliament for 4 years, you just lost your seat a few months ago. Can you elaborate on some of your successes?
So it takes a lot of hands, like every level of the government to actually be part of it, to do something. But those 4 years, Surjeet, it was a highlight of my life because I love serving. With the collaboration of the municipal and BC government, we were able to accomplish a lot for this area, and I'm very humbled by that experience.
You got a lot of funding for highway construction. Can you talk about that? Because that, in the Fraser Valley, that's a big issue.
You know what? I'm a mission boy, Surjeet. If you know, back in the 70s, I moved out here to do some farming, because there's no farming in Mission area. Highway number 7, starting from Mission towards Pitt Meadows, 30 years, there was not a major improvement done. So with the collaboration of BC government and municipal governments, we were able to bring in $70 million to four-lane Highway number 7 all the way to Pitt Meadows. I personally announced $35 million all the way to Vapor Ridge. And then my colleague, Dan Rumi, he's the MP in Pitt Meadow, he announced $35 million. I think the project is complete now. So I'm very happy. I mean, people going to work every day. And, you know, you want to bring it back home so they can spend some quality time with their family.
Yes, and what do you see as a major issue that you could not get completed that you would like to get completed in the future?
Highway number 1 expansion. That was a talk of every day kind of thing. Every time I make any announcement with the BC government, because four-laning Mount Lehman, by the way, to Abbotsford Airport, that was huge. I think that was in the very first year, we were able to accomplish that. And then the question came, Mr. Sidhu, what about all the way to Watcombe Four Laning? You know what? Justin Trudeau, when he took the office in 2015, he said, provinces, let me know what you need. I don't know the need in Ontario and Quebec and BC. So the province has to initiate anything they want to do, that they have to chip in. So how it works, I think it's 60, 33, 17 municipal. So the province never initiated highway widening all the way to Watcombe. That going back a notch, they did initiate HOV lane by Langley from 200 to 232nd. So we came within a week, a minister from Ottawa came and announced $100 million. And the province, John Horgan was there to announce that. There was a big announcement. So that was a $230 million project. But it only limits the three laning or HOV lane all the way to 232nd. So that's another big one in the coming years, widening highway number 1.
And there's another issue that was big and still is in BC and in the federal government area is oil pipelines. What are your views on oil pipelines in British Columbia?
I'm a businessman, Surjeet, don't forget. The numbers totally made sense, actually. I was so happy that we were able to approve the Kinder Morgan 1,100 kilometer line coming from Alberta to our coast right here, so we can market our product to a different part of the world. Till today, we've been taken for a ride from American brothers. They pay half the price for the crude. Till today, I think, if I'm not wrong, the barrel price is about $70 today, and we got $35, but they have the monopoly. They know this is the only market we have. We can't ship over crude oil somewhere else. It's needed in China and Japan and India and Indonesia. With that pipeline coming to the coast in British Columbia, we're talking billions of dollars strategic. I don't know how they came up with that, the $15 billion a year profit that can be utilized to build our bridges and roads and schools and hospitals, that we were getting less money for our oil. So that's an eye-opener when it's up and running in another year or two.
Two of these big projects that you've talked about, the highway and then also pipelines, these are both projects that have been opposed strongly by environmentalists for the impacts of the construction and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure you understand. How would you respond to folks who are concerned about the results of doing things like building pipelines or building highway lanes?
Right from the get-go, actually, when I got to Ottawa, I mean, my government said, we are not going to do anything in this country which would be detrimental to the environment. So anything we do, it's all based on the science, actually. If you remember, Ali, previous government under the leadership of Stephen Harper, they didn't believe in any science. They didn't believe any stats. They wanted to do things in their way. So we had studies and studies done on the pipeline. I mean, if we need to bring that crude oil to British Columbia in trucks, Ali, the trucks can line up all day, all night, the amount of crude oil this pipeline is going to bring in. So it is the safest way to do it. With the technology nowadays, the fiber optic lines now you can put in beside the pipeline. So if there's an issue of leakage and whatnot, that will alarm the bell within seconds. It's not like the good old days, the pipeline can, you know, keep leaking in the ground for months and before we know. So with that kind of technology, I think we're better off. But the other old pipeline is old, and then the chances are to have more damage to the environment with the old line compared to the new line.
Yeah, thank you. And then as a follow-up to that question as well, because this is at the end of the year, we're talking about 2020 and the things that have happened this year, I'm reminded of also, in reference to the pipeline, the Wet'suwet'en protests. That was a huge thing this year where people gathered to oppose the presence of the police on Wet'suwet'en territory in connection to the building of the Kinder Morgan pipeline. Are you familiar with this?
I am. I mean, I am more concerned about the safety of Canadians than their concern about building a Kinder Morgan. I mean, sure, there's always going to be opposition. I mean, my office had a protest. They come in big 8-cylinder trucks. They shake the ground when they come in and when they leave the protest. So you tell me, who are those people? I mean, I used to come out and shake their hand and give them a bottle of water kind of thing. I said, yeah, you're entitled to protest, and I'll take your voice to Ottawa. But they were driving those gas guzzlers on their own, and then it's like being a hypocrite to me. This pipeline issue was taken to court a couple, 3, 4, 5 times, and then, you know, we got the approval from the courts. So everything was done, you know, with care and with the consultation with the Indigenous people. Like, we spent millions and millions of dollars in time consulting. I didn't have anybody, by the way, I shouldn't say anybody, 90% people in Mission, Maskey, Fraser Canyon, they were in favor of Kinder Morgan. By the way, in our local town, we're building this clubhouse at Ledgeview. It was burned down. And then I think they got, we got, Abbotsford, municipality got about $1.4 million from Kinder Morgan Construction in DCC, the building permits. With that money, they're putting up a beautiful building on Ledgeview. And then Mayor Henry Braun, he welcomed the Kinder Morgan. He said, we're going to get some money and then we're going to build that clubhouse there so people can use. I visit dairy farmers, chicken farmers, where the pipeline is going through. And they said, Mr. Sidhu, as long as my privacy is intact, my land is restored back to normal, I got no issue with that. So, yeah, I was lucky to have those kind of people who understood that it's going to benefit overall to all Canadians.
Were there any times where you were in Ottawa and you had to vocalize the opinions of these protesters and things to other folks in the Liberal Party?
So, for the record, I did vote against my government, actually, in the parliament. I wasn't told how to vote. That was another beauty I like about the Liberal government. They said, hey, as long as we know which way you're going, we're okay which way you're going to go. There was a fishnet legislation brought in by NDP, and Don Finlay was the member of parliament. I stood in favor of that motion that we should take those fishnets out of BC waters because it's not healthy for the wild fish, for the salmon. I stood against my government with my beliefs against my government, and I'm still proud till the day.